never heard anyone say something like, "Oh, he's just ranting," or, "Oh, please stop ranting." The verb to rant is a verb that I hear being used a lot nowadays. But what does it mean? To rant means to talk or write in a very excited or angry way about something. When someone rants, they express their strong feelings, complaints, or opinions loudly and with a lot of emotion. Ranting can happen anywhere, face to face, on the internet, or in writing. It usually shows that the person is not holding back their emotions and might be speaking more loudly or strongly than usual. But a lot of the times, it also shows that a person is saying a lot of things that are not necessarily simple to understand. And also, a lot of the times, it also means that a person is just talking and talking and talking without really thinking about what they are saying. Now, if you've noticed, the title of today's podcast episode is asking the following question: is Ryan Garcia okay? So first and foremost, who is Ryan Garcia? Ryan Garcia is a professional boxer from the USA. He is known for being very fast, strong, and skilled when he fights. Ryan Garcia has become very popular in boxing and has a lot of fans. He fights in the lightweight division, which means he is one of the lighter, quicker boxers. Ryan is also famous on social media, where he shares videos and pictures of his training and personal life, making him well-liked both as a boxer and as a person. He was born on August 8th, 1998, which makes him 25 years old, and his net worth is estimated to be $20 million. So imagine that for one moment. Imagine that you are 25 years old. You are super handsome, which Ryan is. You have a ton of fans. And on top of all of that, you are also super rich. When you say it like that, all of that sounds really good. And it is in many cases. But sometimes it's not necessarily a good thing. Perhaps in situations like that, sometimes the person who has all of that might get lost in the process. And perhaps that's what's going on with Ryan right now. Why am I saying this? Because quite a few people are worried about Ryan Garcia. They are worried about him because his behavior lately has been really bizarre. When something is bizarre, or when someone is bizarre, it's simply strange. It's simply weird. Ryan's behavior has certainly been strange lately. He has been using social media to rant a lot lately. For example, he will sporadically do an Instagram live and he will go on these long rants. He just talks and talks and talks, and a lot of the things that he is saying aren't necessarily making sense. By the way, when people do things sporadically, they do things without thinking. It means something happens off and on, or every now and then. It doesn't follow a regular pattern or schedule. For example, if it rains sporadically, it means there are times it rains and times it doesn't, without any specific predictability. At this point, you are probably wondering, but teacher, What does Ryan rant about? Well, for example, he rants about child disappearances and claims he has been in the Vatican and that he has refused a meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. If you remember, at the beginning of this episode, I explained what ranting means. Well, this is an excellent example of someone who is ranting. In other words, Ryan is ranting about all these different things, and most probably, someone who is listening to him says, "Wait, what? What is he saying? None of this makes sense." In fact, there has even been a video posted on his Instagram claiming that he was dead. Are you guys following me here? Obviously, none of this is funny. And people around him, including his fans and Instagram followers, are genuinely concerned. People are worried at this point. People are worried about these sporadic rants and all these nonsensical things that he is talking about during his rants. We don't know exactly what's going on with him, but people are speculating that he might be facing some mental health challenges. Some people are speculating there might be some type of substance abuse going on. Whenever people are speculating about something, it's like people are guessing what might be going on. Whenever we're talking about substance abuse, we are really talking about someone who is having issues with either alcohol abuse or drug abuse or both. Just to be clear, I am not a boxing fan. I've never seen any of Ryan's fights, but I have been aware of his talents and his growing popularity. As I mentioned earlier, the guy is super handsome. Nobody can deny that. On top of that, he's also very successful and very rich. You have to wonder what all of that does to a young person. I imagine it has to be overwhelming. When something is overwhelming, it is too much. We have to remember that not every person is good at dealing with overwhelming situations. Some people simply walk astray in situations like that. In other words, some people become totally lost in situations like this one. I feel like, especially when it comes to money, I think that money does funny things to people. I think that money can take people to places where they shouldn't be, places that aren't good for them. If I can be 100% honest with you, in preparation for this podcast episode, it's been hard to watch some of Ryan's sporadic Instagram lives because it's beyond obvious that he is troubled. It's beyond obvious that something dark is going on with him. I was thinking, my goodness, is it possible that he is experiencing a mental breakdown? A mental breakdown is when someone becomes extremely stressed or upset to the point where they find it very hard to do their everyday activities. It's like feeling so overwhelmed that you can't think clearly, handle your emotions, or take care of yourself like you normally would. People might need some help from others or need to take a break from their usual responsibilities to get better. So I was thinking, is it possible that he is going through a mental breakdown? I also think that some type of substance abuse might be involved as well. He is just ranting and ranting and ranting, and not much of it makes sense, to be honest with you. You know what? In fact, it kind of reminds me of when Kanye West was going through his public rants. I should also mention that apparently Ryan just got divorced recently, and I'm sure that has taken a toll on him as well. Listen to that expression, taken a toll on him. What exactly does that mean? when something takes a toll on you, it really stresses you out. It puts a lot of pressure on you. It often challenges you beyond your imagination. I imagine that divorces are never simple. Perhaps he was hit with a lot of stress all at once, and perhaps that's why we are seeing these public rants. Maybe they are some type of cry for help. Who knows? But as you listen to this, don't forget to check in with yourself. Are you doing okay? If you're not, stop for a moment and reflect on your situation. What is it that might be bothering you right now? And see if you can work on trying to make it better. I sure hope that things will get better for Ryan soon. And as always, I sure hope that you have learned a lot of new English words in today's episode. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next Monday with a brand new podcast episode.